our future. But this is a fascinating example of predictive programming. This is from 2012 Dark Knight Rises, which we mentioned earlier. Of course, Christopher Nolan works with Nathan Crowley, related to Aleister Crowley, not a coincidence. Now, here's a scene where Batman is talking to his sidekick who's not wearing a mask, and they talk about how you wear a mask to protect the people you love. Now, this was brought up when COVID started because they said, hey, look, this is like Batman strangely uttering a relevant comment for 2020, years ago. You don't wear a mask for you because you're healthy. You wear it for the people you love. Now, not only that, but he follows this up by holding a smoke grenade in his hand, and it looks like a COVID, and I'll show it to you. And he throws it, and it creates a mushroom cloud. The significance here is this is Christopher Nolan. This is the movie with the bat as Phoenix, again, symbolizing the reset, the COVID reset, the bat as catalyst. This is Christopher Nolan, who's doing Oppenheimer about the nuke. And I believe they already filmed the special effects. And I've been saying, if anybody's going to fake a nuke, it's going to be Christopher Nolan. And they've already filmed it. They've already done the footage for the PSYOP, if you ask me. And this would be the person behind it. But let me play this clip and show you how I think it's forecasting. 8 years in advance, COVID. And 13 years in advance, the fake nuke.
The mask is not for you. It's to protect the people you care about.
Okay, here we go. Again, the mask is
Count
not
to
to
five.
protect
It's
you, it's to protect the people you care about.
Mask. I'm not afraid to be seen standing up to these guys.
The mask is not for you.
This is Batman being a mask Karen in 2012.
Missed the spot.
If you're working alone, wear a mask.
I'm not afraid to be seen standing up to these guys.
The mask is not for you. It's to protect the people you care about.
Okay, now after he tells him it's to protect the people you care about, he hands him this grenade, which looks very much like a COVID ball. There's your COVID predictive programming, the mask thing, the COVID ball. And now here's the future.
Count to five, then throw.
Count to five, then throw. I thought maybe it means 5 years from 2020. I don't know, but it blows up in a very obvious mushroom cloud. And I think this is predictive programming. Again, the same director is now doing the Oppenheimer film. And this Oppenheimer, Manhattan Project, 716, was it 1947? But it was 716, which is significant because, of course, July 16th is a big number with Kubrick's movies. It's at 5:29 a.m., also very significant, but it marked the beginning of the nuclear age. That's the significance of it. All right, we have 75 plus watching. Thank you all for joining. I sent out text notifications. If you like text notifications, get them.